Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a boatload. In fact, $470 a year to be exact on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings per year based on survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
We got Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, friend of the show, coming up for his weekly powwow with the Odd Couple at the bottom of this hour. Rob, quickly, it's the 50th anniversary of the Ali Frazier one.
Oh yeah,
and they're big time. they're showing it on ESPN. And you know what it comes to mind, Rob? Because you and I both have talked about this. And look, God bless him. He's an all-time great. But Floyd Mayweather, Bernard Hopkins, those fights, it was just so many non-action fights, right? That it just kind of – it was – how many bad Floyd fights did we see over the past 10 years?
We didn't see any. That's the problem. And back then, because – you know, they made money, Chris, with TV, but not the money you make now.
Oh, no.
Where you can make one fight and make $30 million and never have to really fight again if you didn't want to. Back then, you had to fight for your supper, right? You had to fight the big guys. Muhammad Ali and Foreman and Fred, they all fought each other. That's how they could make money. They couldn't duck and hide and say, well, I'm going to wait and fight all these cupcakes. And back then, boxing the boxing commissions had power. They could take your belt, Chris, if you didn't go fight the next guy in line, right? They would take your championship.
Absolutely. And they fought, Rob. Like, Ali, we remember some of his older fights. We was older.
He
he threw punches, right. He came to fight. He didn't come to just dance and all that. All right. As I said, I think it was a great lead-in. Rob Parker wrote a great column in Deadspin.com that I took as a great compliment to Steph Curry. I'm not sure he meant it that way, but am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Well, my point was that Steph Curry ruined the NBA with the ridiculous threes. And I say it from this standpoint, Chris. He was making those shots and winning those MVPs and, you know, the Warriors were winning that people decided that everybody could take threes. And that's when I say he ruined it because other people, we had J.A. Adande, who I quoted in the piece, right? Right. From on yesterday. Do we have that?
Well, we got the sound. Yeah, here he is.
One thing Steph Curry has done, and maybe it's irreversible, he changed the notion of a bad shot. I can show you my iPod that there's Steph Curry pulling up one on three with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. But for him, it's a good shot because he's going to make it, right? But it's now everyone thinks that they're Steph Curry. You're not Steph Curry. You pulling up on a one on three is not the same as Steph Curry pulling up on a one on three.
And that's what, you know, I quoted him in the column from our show yesterday because I thought he made a great point. That's where we are, Chris. There's an average. I think I saw the number. Teams are averaging, games are averaging 80 threes now. 80 threes taken in an NBA game, and I get it. Even Popovich, who in the ESPN article said, it's not basketball anymore. It's not beautiful. It's just, there's only one. You don't care about who out-rebounded people, Chris, how many turnovers you had. None of it matters. Right. It's only about how many threes you made. And very seldom, we talked to Antonio Daniels, right? When the Pelicans beat somebody and they didn't have the most threes, that was like an anomaly.
I was
like,
amazed at that
when
stat
he said
he gave
that,
us.
Right?
Because he said, I think he said the Pelicans only took 11 threes
and won the game.
Right. And the Jazz outscored them by 30 from three. That was amazing. You won't see that much.
No.
You will not see that very much.
That's why I say that Steph ruined it because he was so good and he was pulling up from three quarters or half court and taking shots. And Chris, early on in his career, had he missed some of those, right, and was just a good shooter, not a great shooter from there, maybe it would have changed people, it would have tempered people. But because he had such success, and I get it, as a smaller guy, I'm sure, Chris, he had to be able to be ready to launch whenever he got a free look, you know, back in those days, and he couldn't go to the basket and try to be a big scorer because that wouldn't happen.
Right. Well, look, I thought it was a good read. Go check it out at deadspin.com. It was a very good column. But here's what I took from it, Rob, and you kind of just said it. He was so good. Like, I looked at it, and why I said it was a compliment, I wasn't just being, you know, lighthearted. Like, he was so good that he did change the game. I've told you this before. I went to LeBron James as they were preparing in Golden State for the series with the Warriors in 2015. First time they met in the finals. And I said to him, I said, do you think, this was just one-on-one. I said, do they remind you of the Spurs last year that beat y'all in the finals in Miami? He was like, nah. He kind of chuckled like, nah.
Right.
He said, jump shooting teams don't win championships. Which was true for
the first
60 years of the NBA or whatever. But now that's how Steph has changed it, Rob. And so my thing is, I get what you were saying, but first of all, that's how good Steph was. And secondly, it's not his fault. And remember, you know this, Rob, you were covering the league at this time. They used to say the same thing about Michael Jordan. Remember, not that because it was his fault, but because Jordan was so great one-on-one, so many moves, dunking, flying through the air, that for a good 20, 30 years, you had guys that thought it was just about ISO one-on-one. Remember, the league went really heavy ISO.
Right, and athleticism. One-on-one.
Right. It was just, oh, he can't shoot, but he can fly. He's quick. We'll draft him in the lottery, you know? And so I think it's I think you're right in that this three-point barrage has come from Steph, but I look at it as a compliment to him, and it's not his fault guys copied him. And so there's going to be a balancing out of this, Rob, too.
There has to be, because right now I think there's a lot of people out there. I heard a lot, obviously, Chris, from a lot of people who read the column and looked at it. And some people agreed and just said, man, it's just too much. And I've said the same thing. I've told you that home runs and strikeouts have ruined baseball. Right. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I love to see Aaron Judge and some of these guys, you know, and Bryce Harper and these guys launch and hit home runs, but not every at bat. Like I don't I double down the line
and
to score 2 runs.
And if they don't homer, they're striking out.
Right. I could take a double down the right field line as well and have them slide into second base. Okay, that's cool too. So we've seen this because of the analytics and the pen protector geeks have taken over.
Right.
And I get it. You know, like a friend of mine, Walt, sent me a text after reading the column, and he said something like, you can make 2 threes, Chris, and it would take you 4 twos to beat that. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, no, right.
Right. Right. And that's the point. Like he only made 2 threes, but I need 4 twos just to beat the 2 threes that you made. So,
right.
So I do understand that.
It makes sense mathematically.
Right. But it doesn't make for the game, and that's when I say it's ruined from the standpoint of none of the other factors seem to matter anymore. Turnovers. And then I highlighted, of course, the Washington-Denver game where Denver, and that might be like that's that one
little bit
watershed
of
moment where you go, what is going on? And there was pushback in the league where people said, this is not winning basketball. Like,
right,
what
right.
are you doing?
Yeah, I on one hand, I think the game is a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the skills of these guards, the range they're shooting from is just unbelievable. And so I do like seeing that. I don't think we've gotten to the point. Remember, I thought in the All-Star game, it got to a point where it became a joke because they were taking so many threes. I don't think we're there yet in the regular season. But there's a threshold, Rob. I don't know exactly what it is. Is it 100 threes? You know, is it combined 100 threes? Then it becomes kind of not basketball as we know it. I don't know.
It's a three-point shooting contest. That's what it would wind up being. Who can make the most?
Right, right. And that just isn't good for anybody. So I think there'll be a balancing out. I like my idea of cutting out the corner three, the side three. Some don't like it, but we've had Stu Jackson on, Rob, and he's told us that he's very concerned about the three-point. We should get him on again soon.
Yeah, we should, because this is still a hot topic going on right now as we get ready for the second half of the season, because we've seen so many threes. Who's averaging the most? Is it Utah?
The Clippers shoot the highest percentage. Utah's up there.
Up there, yeah.
I don't know who takes the most. But here, the other thing is this, Rob, and you saw this in that column. A lot of guys are playing this, or teams are all basically playing the same, basically, right?
Right.
It's all drive and kick. I remember when you and I went to it was a couple years ago when Houston and the Lakers opened up the season at the Staples Center. We went to that game together. And remember how it just hit me, and we had seen it for a few years, but how many times Houston players, Harden, Chris Paul at that time, would get into the 15-foot, 12-foot range and be open and wouldn't shoot.
Right.
Like they would
dribble
either dribble it back out
right.
or
dribble out
know,
of it.
Kick
right.
it out. Yeah, and it was like, what are you doing? That's like a wide-open 13-footer. And they weren't taking them. And so it definitely is strange. But the thing is, everybody's playing the same way, looking for the three. And I look at Philadelphia, Rob. They got a guy that nobody else in the league is like in Joel Embiid. And how are you going to beat Brooklyn? You're not outscoring Brooklyn.
Right.
You're not outrunning them. That would be one advantage. I don't know if you could beat them that way. But it'd be worth a try. They have nobody to handle Joel Embiid.
And I would just keep throwing them the ball until they show me that they can stop them. For real.
Right. Slow the game down. Because if it's up and down, I think Brooklyn's going to just outscore them. But you could slow it down. You got shooters around Embiid. And just see, give it a try. But I don't think they'll go that route. But Rob G, what you got an interesting stat?
Yeah, you know, 5 years ago, the Splash Brothers, Steph and Clay, they won that first championship. Yes. There were only two teams in the league shooting more than 33-pointers in a game. They were one of them. Fast forward to now, 2021 season. There are four teams shooting more than 40 threes
per
game.
Wow.
And only three teams shooting less than 30.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's where it is.
Well, and here's the other thing, Rob, and I don't think, you know, call them the analytics nerds or whatever. I don't know that they see this. But you know this. Those Durant, Steph, Warrior teams. Durant is a mid-range shooter. Now, he can shoot the three and shoot it well. But he does most of his damage in the mid-range. And the dude's a two-time champion and one of the best players we've ever seen. Maybe you think, you know, the mid-range shot has some value still. How about Kawhi? That's Kawhi's bread and butter, is that pull-up mid-range shot. So the thing is, everybody's killing the mid-range jumper. Embiid is killing people with the mid-range shot. But everybody criticizes it. But many of the best teams and the teams that are winning, they still have guys that excel in the mid-range.
No doubt.
It's not just all threes. So,
all right, 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. All right, here's the question that we want to hear from you answered. Do you agree with Rob that Steph Curry has ruined the NBA? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something-something on your car insurance. We also brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. Your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
All right, 877-99 on Fox is the number. Let's kick it off with Jeff in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Rob. I was just calling in. First off, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you guys.
Thank you.
I would like to start off saying I agree with you. I feel like the three is a detriment to the league. First example, you got the Rockets last year. They got rid of Clint Capella. I thought he was a good player. They got rid of their center. I know that was kind of for Harden, so he could move around a little more. But right. That whole thing with just everybody and these shooters, you're starting to see the big man fade away.
Oh, and,
And I feel like, Clint Capella was a rising star, man. I don't even know who he plays for anymore.
Atlanta. And, also, now, let me ask you this. Do you want, like, I think Rob and I both agree that they're hitting a threshold where they got to figure something out with the three, but I don't want it taken out of the game.
No, I don't.
Do you
agree
want
with
it
that.
Taken out?
No.
Yeah, I think it still is a good part thing to have. It's just become, you know, too much a part of the game. Are you, as the caller, do you want it out of the game?
Oh, no, I think it should stay. I think it should stay. I enjoy the three. But like you said, the percentages are getting a little too high. And when you boost those percentages, you're losing it from other areas of the court that people like to watch and like to see, like the dunks, the post-ups,
the
big man.
No doubt. Jeff, thanks. We appreciate the support in Houston. Thanks a lot. Robert in South Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Good evening, guys.
How are you, man?
Thanks for taking my call. I believe that the perimeter shooting in the NBA is a reaction to the zone defense. You got some of the best athletes in the world playing zone defense, so you have some of the best athletes in the world shooting over their head. If you want to take away the importance of the three, have them play man again, and that'll open up the lane. That's what I got to say.
I don't think so because – one, you can't play a regular zone in the NBA. You still have to be close to a man, like 3 feet with a man. So it's not a true zone.
Right. You just can't stand there and not guard anybody.
Right. Most teams don't even play zone. They play man and they switch everything now. So I hear you, but I don't think the zone has anything to do with it. And, Rob, the lane is open. I mean, the lane is more open than ever. We talked about it. You used to see Jordan go into the lane and get 6-7 guys waiting for him.
And get hammered.
Including his own teammates.
Guys would come off the bench and try to get a piece of
it. Yeah, that was their job, right? So, I don't think the zone has anything to do with it.
877-99-ON-FOX. If you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Point Guard Rick in Da Bronx. That's D-A Bronx. What's up?
That's right. What's going on, fellas? The best sports show in the land. Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, listen, I want to ask Chris a question. Chris, do you remember, this goes back a few years, matter of fact, a whole lot of years, but do you remember when they implemented the zone and they gave Allen Houston all that money from the Knicks because he was a zone buffer? You remember that?
Yeah.
And I really believe that the three-point shot evened out the playing field for the small man. And I'm going to tell you why, because I love Steph. Steph is one of my favorite point guards. You know, I guess you could call him a point guard, but, you know, because of his handle and the way he sees the floor. But it's just that, to me, I think it evened out the playing field for the small man. You know what I mean?
I think it did more than even it out. It
gave him an advantage, right?
Like, the big man, I mean, you honestly have people wondering what Shaq would be like in today's NBA.
And you know what he would be? Exactly. He would still dominate. I mean, what else would he do?
Yeah, right? I think he would kill guys down there because he had the mentality to just go down there and score. But honestly, if he grew up in today's era, he'd probably be shooting a lot more threes.
Does that be unbelievable? Larry Brown would be sick if Shaq was
Larry Brown would be sick. Right.
He would have a heart attack, I think, you know? You remember he hated that Darko was a European player who stood on the perimeter.
He may have ruined Darko, Rob.
Right.
You were there. I mean, I don't know what Darko would have become, but
Darko, if he would have gone to a lot of different teams and been with different coaches, Chris, he might have been a player. But Larry had if he had gone to Dallas or something, and they, you know.
Yeah, because look, you know, I mean, we all know how good of a GM Joe Dumars was.
Yep.
You know, the guys that picked him weren't, I mean, they weren't dummies. You know what I mean?
No, you know, I told you I did a show with Doug Gottlieb, actually my tryout at the other network on the radio network with Doug Gottlieb, Game Night. You remember that show, right? Game Night.
Yep.
And Doug Gottlieb told me back then that when he played against Darko over in Europe, told me he said he was the best 15-year-old player he had ever seen.
Like, really?
And that's from Doug.
And he was on the perimeter. He
said he was the best 15. So when you talk about
Doug played against all the best American 15-year-olds at that time. You know, because he was a top player. Yeah,
exactly. He was playing against them, and that's what he said about Darko. So he said, you know, people now can say it was a bust or mistake, but I played against him, and he was that good. So,
wow.
Interesting.
All right, we got Eddie House coming up. We'll get into more NBA with him. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion, a three-point sniper still. According to him, still is a three-point sniper. Our man, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Mr. Eddie House. What up, brother?
Yo.
What up? What's that? What's that? Hey, man. Hey, you know what, Chris? Everything was good about the intro, except he thinks. Hey, you know, we could go out and we could get some shots up, bro. We get some shots
hey,
up.
Hey, I ain't shooting with you. I know. Now answer me.
I don't care where we're shooting from. Hey, we could play horse, we could play pig, we could play dog, or we could just go out shoot anywhere. And it ain't a shot to you. I'm just showing you that, you know, this thing is just like
you still got it.
Wine.
Well,
it
answer me this real question. I was going to say, my J has gotten better as I've gotten older. Is that true for you?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You never lose. It's just more muscle memory. The more you shoot it, the better you get at it if you already got it.
There it is. There. Well, let's start right there, Eddie, because Rob and I were just talking about. Well, Rob, why don't you tell him about your column and let's see what Eddie
said. I sent it to Eddie. I don't know if you got a chance.
I've seen it.
All right. Steph Curry ruined the NBA. Go ahead.
Where are you?
Hell no. Hell to. Hey, Rob, I'm going to use your quote. No way, no how. No. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, the problem is this. It's not that Steph ruined it. What happened is that everybody – other people ruined it because they thought that they could do what he does. And that's the problem there. You know, it's a copycat league. When teams start winning championships, and this goes with every league, they start trying to figure, oh, that's how they did it. Let's try to do this. Let's try to build this. But if you don't have the personnel to do it, then, you know, you're not going to get it done the same way. But, no, he didn't ruin the NBA. You know, I think every game evolves. And that's what people probably said back when Jordan was playing. I don't know what
they did say the that too
yeah,
much
I don't know
ISO
what the writers
and athleticism
were saying back
emphasis.
Then.
Right.
You know,
right.
But they probably were saying he's ruining the NBA. Look what he's doing. But it was the evolution, you know, and everybody tried to be like that. And that's the same thing that's happening with Steph. He's definitely not ruining the game. I think what he's doing is showing that, hey, man, there's other ways. You don't have to be 7 feet tall. You don't have to be 6'8". You don't have to jump out of the gym to be effective in this game. You could be effective in many other ways. And it's not just his three-point shooting. You got to talk about his ball handling, his playmaking ability. All those things go together and get him open shots or get other players open shots.
Let me ask you about Blake Griffin to the Nets, and what does that do for them? Do you like that move? I mean, it seems like they're all in on a smaller team, but with nothing but weapons all around. How does Blake fit in there?
I think if Blake comes in, and I don't think that he would come in with a different mindset except, hey, I'm trying to win. What do I have to do to help this team get over the hump? I'm not number one option. I'm not number two option. I'm not number three option. What can I do to help? And if he buys into what his role is going to be, I think that makes him even more dangerous than they already were.
Eddie, Kevin Durant is out again tomorrow. Be his 10th straight game. It's a hamstring. But are you getting concerned, not worried, but concerned somewhat about his injury? I don't think any of us think it's too serious. But also the fact that they have not been able to get their three superstars on the court. And I know we feel like Durant is the type of player who can kind of be dropped in and he can fit in seamlessly. But I do think they got to play. I'd like to see them play like 25 games together over the second half of the season going into the playoffs, because it seems like it's just too much to ask if they're not going to play regularly together for them to be able to win a championship in their first year.
Well, he might be low management, and they're not calling it that right now, to be honest with you. I don't think they want to – it's not a rush back, you know. We know how long it's been, but at the same time, you don't want to overpush him. You know what he can bring to the table. It don't even matter. Like you said, you could just drop him into anywhere, any team in the league, and he's going to be KD. It's not like he's dependent on anybody else to make him be who he is. So I'm not worried at all about those things. I think that they're more than likely going to be I think they're going to handle it the right way.
Ask you this, Eddie.
Ahead.
If going into the playoffs, their big three have played 20 games together, do you think that's enough for them to be able to win the championship?
Yeah, I do think that'll be enough. With the addition of Blake Griffin, if he's going to be able to play, that's a guy that's going to be coming off the bench that's going to be giving you a super boost, a super punch, you know. And with KD coming back, I think they'll be fine, man. I think they'll definitely be fine. Do they come against the Lakers or come against a team that really can lock down defensively? Do I think that they could still get over the hump? I do think they could still get over the hump just on the fact that they have so many weapons offensively, and at the same time, you got guys that are hungry to win championships, and they are trying to stamp their own legacy. So I don't think that they're a team to sleep on and say, hey, you know, start nitpicking and trying to find and poke holes and figure out why they could be weak. I think they're going to be fine, man. I think that this is just all a part of, hey, when we get to the playoffs, we're going to be full steam ahead.
How about LaMarcus Aldridge? We got the news today that the Spurs and him are going to work towards a scenario of probably a trade, not a buyout. If you're a team out there and trying to win, are you interested in Aldridge?
I think, I'll tell you a team right now. You don't think the Lakers will be interested in LaMarcus Aldridge?
We're thinking he'd probably – Lakers or Brooklyn, but probably right. Lakers is where he would go.
Yeah, I would think Brooklyn would be a little hard. You know, I think it would be a little too much, you know, at that point. You know, but – the Lakers is looking like, a perfect destination. And we all know how LeBron has so much influence on guys coming. And AD was able to come and win a championship right away. A lot of guys was able to get traded and win a championship right away. The Lakers organization is something that is always appealing to anybody. because we all grew up on seeing the Lakers be successful. So wouldn't be surprised. It'd be hard for me to believe that the Spurs were trading to the Lakers. It'd be hard for me to see that.
Right. It'd probably be a buyout.
Exactly. They would have to buy him out.
If he went to the Lakers. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that would be – because they were hell-bent on not sending Kawhi there. You remember that?
Right.
I mean,
right.
They didn't want him to go there, right?
No, they definitely not going to trade right there.
We were talking earlier in the week, or it may have even been last week, Rob and I, about the diminishing impact or influence of college basketball in terms of relative to the pros. And now you saw a couple of lottery picks go to the G League last year. Now you got this kid, Imani Bates, who's supposed to be, you know, all of that, right? And he's talking about maybe going to the G League. And then, yeah, just LaMelo Ball. I mean, the best rookie in the league right now didn't play a minute of college basketball. Do you think – and I'm not – I mean, March Madness, people will be into it because of the betting. But college basketball isn't close to what it was when you played. As far as the interest and all of that stuff, level of play, do you think we are heading to a point where big-time college basketball really becomes – the second most important minor league, if you will, for the NBA? Like the G League, or even playing overseas or just working out a year at an IMG or something, becomes a preferred route for a lot of these top players.
I think that is the direction it's going into, because it's big business. And when you look at, do I go to college and play for free, risk injury, or do I go somewhere in the G League and make some money and have an opportunity to just show that I'm playing against pros? Because a lot of people that are in the G League, obviously they're pros, and some of them are older pros. You know, they're not all young pros.
Right.
You look at Jarrett Jack is on that Ignite team. So you look at that, I don't think it diminishes college basketball for this reason. Everybody's not that player. And everybody's not that guy that could just do those things. It's a very small number of those guys that can come out of high school or maybe be a one and done. And even when they are those guys that people think they are, they never – some of them, the percentage is not a high number of that pan out. I think college basketball, you look at a Dame Lillard, you look at a Steph Curry, those guys that put in those 4 years, Shane Battier, those guys that put in a lot of – put in 4 years, 2 years, 3 years, there's a lot you do in those years. You develop your body. You develop an understanding of your game. You develop an understanding of how to approach the game, how to start becoming a pro. So it's only a small few people, a small percentage of people that are able to just jump right into it. You know, they just have the it factor. They are just those guys. But I think college basketball, I don't look at it as in a bad place. It's just not in a place to where we were 30 years ago in the 90s and in the early 2000s, to where there was really some guys that was out there really balling because, you know, they had to go a few years. So
right.
I wouldn't look at it that way.
All right. That's our man, Eddie House. We appreciate the knowledge as always.
Thanks,
and
Eddie.
Look, Eddie,
thank you, man.
Work on your J. Cause I
no, you better work on your
you
J.
On
hey,
your
I ain't got a hey, man. I worked on my J my whole life. What you talking about?
Hey, Eddie, and I do want to say this to you real quick.
What up?
My new website that debuts April 1st, MLBBro.com. Mm-hmm. I want you to either do a video for it or write something for it for your love with baseball, man. I want to get you on that site.
I will write something for that, and I will write something for that because baseball was my first love, and I'll write about the person who made me fall in love with baseball. I will do something for you like that.
I already know who that is.
Let's talk about it.
Yep,
I know you know
who
that is.
That. I know who it is already, right. So we'll do that. I appreciate that. All right, Eddie, thank you.
For sure. No problem.
All right, Eddie, thanks, brother. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. It's the segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this one is a Rob Parker special. As you know, he was the first black guy to ever go to Antarctica. Well, now, Rob, in 2027.
Third.
2027, rapidly right around the corner, you could become the first black citizen to spend the night in space. And that's because we are just 6 short years away from the first fully functioning hotel in space, 2027. That's what they're anticipating it being open.
Hey, I want to go. So I'm down.
That is the question. If you had the opportunity and the means, which you guys both do because you're both rich, would you be willing to spend the night at a hotel in space?
Go ahead.
One
Ryan.
Question. Do I get Marriott points with my stay? That's what I want.
No, it's not a Marriott hotel.
That's real talk, too.
That's a sports writer, right?
Yes,
Chris,
yes,
we all
indeed.
Know that. We're
absolutely.
We're all sports writers are Marriott whores. I mean, just do we get points?
Yo,
bonus
Rob,
points?
Honestly, I mean, look, we got great jobs, and we would love them anyway.
Yeah.
But having those Marriott points, that significantly improves your experience.
You know I told you, I mean, my really honeymoon. Does. When we went to Hawaii and Japan, I stayed at a $500 a night. This is, remember, I got married in 1997. a $500 a night hotel in Tokyo for free. Ooh. You hear this? How could she not fall in love with me back then? And then she woke up and it was different. Okay. Yes, Rob G, count me in. I'm in.
It sounds worse. Not worse. It sounds more harrowing than it actually is. Because essentially, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm picturing a humongous airplane, essentially. And, you know, we've flown overnight. So a humongous airplane and, you know, you can do whatever you want on there, right? I mean,
they'll have everything, shopping, right. Food, restaurants. Rob G, you're not interested in space?
I don't
know
that it's a huge jump from flying. You know, I mean, I guess they got to make sure they can have something that big in space.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but two assuming things, they can.
You got to consider these two things before you guys make your decision. Number one, the hotel is built like a giant Ferris wheel. So there's 24 rooms in a giant circle. And I don't know if the rooms float because you're in space, so you're kind of just rotating on its axis, number one.
So is there a risk of getting dizzy? And
no, I mean, I guess. That I mean, you're probably moving so slow you wouldn't notice it. But and here's number two. We don't know yet how much each night is going to cost to spend the night. But Virgin Galactic, remember, they're the ones who had the first passenger airplane to the space. They were charging $250,000 per person. So I'm assuming for a night in the space hotel, you're looking at six figures. Does that change the way you feel about the hotel in space?
All I'm going to say is if I could sell three of Chris's new car, then I'd have enough money to go.
See, you're going to make me have to put – publicize what kind of car I got.
No, I'm just saying.
They don't know what to think.
Alex, what about you? They're going to have vegetables up there. Are you going?
Rob, I'll tell you this. I already have a hard enough time to get on a plane. Boats are cool because it's kind of the same as a car.
Well, are you afraid of planes?
It's
or
not that I'm afraid. It's the whole concept of my mind sitting there and thinking. Yeah, dude. It's like
you don't fly much.
Nah,
really?
I really don't like to. It's just it's the kind. Like, don't get me wrong. I've been to Macedonia. I've been to Greece, Australia, Germany.
So you have made some trips.
I can fly. It's just the concept of me in this metal tube, thousands of miles above the ground, just throws me off, dude. I don't have wings, so it's just a trip. I don't know if I could go to space, man. I think there's too much still to know here. I think I'm chilling on the whole six-figure space thing. I know you guys can afford but it's all
I definitely ain't paying six figures. But I got to be honest, forget money. Just say money's not a factor.
Okay, no money.
I'm probably not doing it. I'm not one of the first. I'm waiting years. I'm waiting until it becomes commonplace.
But you got to admit, like for me, taking that boat to Antarctica where – it was 48 hours where you didn't see land. I mean, that was the boy.
So you were in the air for 48 hours?
No. On the boat. 2 days, Chris, without seeing any land.
No land. Wow.
Nowhere to be seen. Nowhere.
Now, I see you. I definitely think you would do it, Rob. One of the first in line. I think I'd chill a little bit. I'll chill a little bit. Well, I wait till more brothers do it, you know? I don't want to be the experimental brother.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.